Now to Africa. The West African nation of Ghana inaugurated a new president today. It had been a tense election and vote count, but in the end, it was peaceful. Former academic John Atta Mills won the runoff with a little more than 50% of the vote. Here he is today, taking the oath of office.
I will protect and defend
the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
The Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And of course, the ceremony wouldn't be complete without the country's national anthem, God Bless Our Homeland, Ghana. It was adopted when Ghana gained independence from Britain more than 50 years ago. While the tune may stir some in Ghana, there is another song that touches the soul of the nation. As part of our continuing series on unofficial national anthems, Laura Lynch reports from Accra.
The rhythms ring out from the University of Ghana's School of Performing Arts. The traditional sound of the drums is a reminder of the country's musical roots. Ghana's official anthem, written more than a half a century ago, is far more English in both sound and lyric. And well, it's just not terribly memorable for a lot of Ghanaians, like this young man studying for exams.
God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of right, freedom, freedom, fill our heart with whom.
Are you forgetting the words there?
Yeah.
But there's another tune, an older tune, that resonates with many more people here. Yen Ara Asaseni, This Is Our Own Cherished Land, was composed in 1921 by a young man who had just graduated from seminary school. Ephraim Amu grew up in a country dominated by English colonial customs and culture. But composer and music professor Kwabena Nketia says over time, Amo became a Ghanaian cultural nationalist in music, dress, and even in glassware.
He wouldn't drink from a glass. He preferred the calabash. He was seeing the relationship between the traditional music and the traditional culture.
And so Amu's music became a hybrid of somber hymnal tones and African beats. The 87-year-old Nketia learned Amu's unofficial anthem as a child.
But the rhythm, all kinds of, it's danceable, you can march with it, and so forth. And it became very well known in Ghana, but, it was in the colonial period, and we didn't think of it as a national anthem. It was a national song.
The lyrics are another matter. They speak of the blood shed by ancestors and the need to turn away from pride, cheating, and selfishness in order to achieve prosperity. Bragging of educational achievements, empty boasting, and vain talk is destroying our nation, it warns, as it calls for selflessness and compassion. Nketi admits the words sound a bit like a scolding from a parent, which is why it doesn't quite fit the bill for official anthem status.
It's not quite the same as a national anthem, which is inspiring our pride, but because it was saying, this is our land. Our own land.
And that was an important thing to be saying at a time when it was colonial master.
Exactly. That is why it became our second national anthem. And second, because this is our language and people understand it and they respond to it.
Ephraim Amu originally wrote the song in his local tribal language. It was later translated into the more widespread Twi vernacular. But when Ghana won independence in 1957, the nation's leaders decided they wanted one song for all in one language, English.
God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong.
I accepted it as a part of the colonial legacy. I still listen to it as a national anthem.
But it is the unofficial anthem that touches Professor Nketiah's heart. A few years ago, government authorities began allowing it to be played at some official events. The song's call to hard work and respect may be an important message in the days to come, as Ghana seeks to heal the deep divisions of an election that split the nation. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Accra.
That's our program today, coming to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. We're also at theworld.org 24/7. I'm Lisa Mullins. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow.